This is Earth and Sky, Sunday, August 7th. The two brightest objects in the night sky, the moon and the planet Venus, pop into view Sunday evening about 30 minutes after sunset.
That's unless you're in certain parts of Alaska or western Canada. From there, the moon passes in front of Venus and eclipses the planet from view. This sort of event is very common, as the moon makes its way around our sky in the course of each monthly orbit. It's called a lunar occultation.
The moon is our closest neighbor in space, while Venus, the second planet outward from the sun, comes closer to Earth than any other planet in our solar system. Venus is closest when it swings between us and the sun, but that's not where Venus is now. It was on the other side of the solar system, traveling behind the sun from us until a couple of months ago. Around late May or early June, Venus got far enough away from the sun along our line of sight that it came into view after sunset.
Still, no matter how near or far, Venus always outshines all the other planets. That's because it's covered with clouds, which are good at reflecting sunlight. Earth's southern hemisphere has the advantage when it comes to viewing Venus right now. Still, we'll all get a chance to see Venus. It'll be visible from across Earth as the beautiful evening star for the rest of this year. For sky charts and more, come to earthsky.org. Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.